The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you remember, Planet Man and Pat were about to land on Planaria Rex and break the news to Professor Darrow that Billy and Jane were lost. Meanwhile, the two kids were actually aboard the spaceship of an asteroid prospector. They were trying to convince him to take them to the League Patrol. On Planaria Rex, Professor Darrow and Judge Augustus are watching Planet Man's ship come in for a landing.
Here they come now. See? Over there in Area 7.
I'm anxious to see Pat and the kids. It's been a long time.
One thing I can't understand is why we haven't heard from them. I put in a call several times and couldn't seem to get through to Danco. I had the feeling something was wrong, but I feel better now that they're here.
Let's go over, Professor.
Hello, Judge Augustus. Professor Darrow.
Hello, Danco.
Hello. Where are Pat and the kids? I can't wait to see them.
Well, I have to talk to you about that.
Talk to me? What do you mean? Can't it wait until after we've said hello?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
What is this all about, Judge Augustus? Dantro, what's happened? Is something wrong? Where's Pat? Where are the kids?
Now, don't get excited, Professor.
Get excited? How can I help not getting excited? What is this all about?
Please, Professor Darrow, come with me.
Well, what for? Where are we going?
Over to the control tower. I want to talk to you alone.
Now, listen, Dantro, I'm a patient man, but I demand an explanation. If something has happened to Pat or those two kids, I'll never forgive myself. Now, please tell me the truth. Where are they? What's happened to them?
Well, I'm afraid I have bad news. Pat's all right.
Well, if she's all right, where is she? Why isn't she here? Why didn't she come off the ship with you?
Well, because she was upset. She wanted me to explain everything to you.
It must be the kids, then. Tell me, what's wrong? Where are they?
Well, you see, we aren't sure.
You aren't sure? Well, what does that mean? Are they alive? Are they well?
I'm afraid we don't know.
You don't know? Well, how can that be? When did you see them last?
Oh, excuse me. I told you I wanted no interruptions. Those were my orders. I don't want to be interrupted. Don't put any more calls through.
Please, what is this story?
Well, you see, the Planeteer was taken over by two space pirates who kidnapped Billy and Jane. We finally located them. Professor Darrow, we aren't sure whether Billy and Jane were aboard the Planeteer when it was destroyed or whether Slick and Blackie left the maroon somewhere.
But how can you tell? When will you know?
The League Patrol has every ship out searching for them. If they're alive, we'll find them.
Yes, but will you find them in time?
I told you I wasn't to be interrupted. Can't you follow a simple order? Now I'll tell you for the last time we...
Danco, is that you?
What is it?
That sounds like Billy.
Billy, is that you, Billy?
Sure, it's me. I've been trying to get you for the last half hour.
Where are you, Billy? Are you all right? Where's Jane?
We're both okay. I'm aboard a patrol ship. We'll be landing on Planaria Rex. How much longer before we land? In about 3 hours, Dantro.
But where have you been? What's happened?
Let me talk to him. Hello, Billy. Billy, this is your Uncle John. Are you sure you're all right?
Sure, I'm fine.
Where's Jane?
Well, she's down below sleeping, but she's perfectly all right. Is Danco still there?
I'm here, Billy.
Are you and Pat okay?
We're fine.
What happened to the Planeteer?
It was destroyed, Billy.
How about those two crooks, Slick and Blackie?
They were destroyed with the ship. We thought you and Jane were on it.
No, they left us on the same asteroid that you and Pat were marooned on.
Did the League Patrol find you there?
No, that's the strangest thing of all. We were picked up by that screwball prospector that found you.
Well, you don't mean Rocks.
That's just who I do mean.
Then he took you to the League Patrol?
No, not right away. It's a long story. But Jane and I own half an asteroid that's solid uranium.
You're kidding.
No, that's how we got Rocks to take us to the patrol. It was the same asteroid we were on, and he didn't know it till after he picked us up. Anyway, we made a deal with him that we would give him half if he'd take us to the patrol. I'll tell you more when we get to Planaria Rex. So long for now.
So long, Billy.
Oh, that's the most wonderful news I've had in years.
Well, we'd better hurry and tell Pat the good news. Yes?
Planet Man?
Yeah.
Judge Augustus wants you to report to him immediately in his office. Says it's of the utmost importance.
Very well. I'll go directly from here.
No sooner does good news announce itself than word comes that something of the utmost importance is brewing. What news does Judge Augustus have for Danto? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Danto, he had just talked with Billy from the League Patrol ship that was bringing the two kids safely back to Planaria Rex. In the meantime, Judge Augustus has sent for Danto to report to his chambers immediately.
Come in. You sent for me?
I wouldn't have bothered you. I know what you've been through, but this is urgent.
Well, don't apologize, Judge Augustus. What's up?
It started about a week ago. Or at any rate, the League of Planets Department of Security first became aware of it a week ago. Men who we trust implicitly, whose loyalty to their planets and to the League have been above questions, have been acting strangely.
What do you mean, strangely? Have they become traitors?
Not exactly traitors. It isn't any one thing that any one of them has done. That's what makes it so confusing.
It certainly is confusing. Then what is it they're doing?
Each case is different, but it all adds up to their becoming untrustworthy. In some cases, it's downright negligence of duty. And in others, their personalities have seemed to change without reason.
Oh, is it a plot? Perhaps they're conspiring.
No, I know it sounds ridiculous to say the same thing over and over, but we can't seem to find a common purpose. Besides, most of them have had little or no contact with the others.
Well, where are they? On any one planet or a section of the system?
No, they're scattered throughout the solar system, from Mercury to the moons of Pluto.
I still don't understand. Have there been any outbreaks of violence or actual trouble on any of these planets?
No, we're thankful for that. Actually, no one official has done anything very wrong, and if it wasn't happening in so many places at the same time, I wouldn't be so concerned. I wouldn't have insisted on your coming here at once. Looks like some sort of a mass conspiracy, and yet we can find no evidence of contact or liaison between the officials involved.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Take these and study them.
Oh, where are they?
There's a dossier on each of the officials, 58 of them altogether. Everyone contains every single bit of information we've been able to get. Past history, calendar of every movement we know they've made in the last 6 months. Friends, relatives, business associates, it's all there.
What shall I look for?
I feel like a fool, but I don't know. I haven't slept in a week between worrying about you and these two kids. Trying to make some sense out of this puzzle. Just read them. Maybe you can find a clue somewhere. We'd better find the answer fast. Every day more reports come in of other men to add to the list. Soon key officials throughout the system will be on it. Read it. I hope you can find what I couldn't.
Well, I'll try, but don't count on it. You think I'll have time to clean up?
Of course. I'm sorry. Get some rest, too. I know you won't be able to think clearly, as tired as you are. Perhaps I should have waited, but I wanted to start you thinking about it right away. Let me know if you have any idea, no matter how silly they may seem.
Right. Well, don't worry. We've had tougher problems than these, and we've worked them out.
I feel better now that you're back here to help.
Well, Billy, how does Planaria Rex look to you?
Great, but there was a while there when I thought we'd never see you or Uncle John or Planaria Rex again. Well, we were lucky, I guess.
Well, it took more than luck to come through the way you and Jane did, Billy. I'm certainly proud of you both.
Gosh, it wasn't really anything we did. Slat, have you recovered from that venom by now?
Yep, all shipshape. You know, it's a funny thing, that dang flying cobra must have done me some good. My feet haven't hurt me since then, but I'm sure getting sick of doing nothing.
Well, now maybe we can think up something for you to do. Billy and Jane and Pat have been planning a trip.
What about Dantro? Isn't he going?
I really don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
Oh, say, now that you mention it, neither have I. Wonder what he's up to.
Probably resting.
Maybe I'll wander down to his quarters and stick my head in. Haven't had a chance to gab with him since he's back. Hey, Dantro, mind if I come in?
What? Oh, it's you, Slats. No, come on in.
Gosh, look at those papers. What you been doing, homework?
Well, no, just trying to find the answer to a puzzle.
Well, right now I'd like a little puzzle or maybe a little action. If you want to do me a favor, maybe you can think of something exciting. It's been awful tame around here.
Well, when I find the answer to the puzzle I spoke of, there may be more excitement than any of us want.
I'm not very quick in the brain department, but sometimes I get pretty good hunches. Maybe if you told me about it, I could be of some help.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
How about letting me look over those papers?
Well, sure, go ahead. I don't seem to be getting any answers, but somebody had better find one soon, or it may be too late.
Dantro's problem seems to be quite complex. What is the meaning of all these strange actions by officials of the League of Planets? Can Slats possibly help Dantro? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man.